The next thing I'm going to talk about is neuron classification. And neurons are classified in a variety of different ways. They can be classified in an anatomical or structural, according to their anatomical or structural differences, so their differences in shape. And they're also classified according to their functions in terms of what the neurons do, whether they're picking up sensory information or delivering motor information, or serving as interneurons between the two. So let's talk about some of the different types of neurons. Let's talk about how we can classify them according to their shape. And there is a picture in your textbook called A Structural Classification of Neurons. It shows, in the current textbook, it shows four different common shapes of neurons. And I just want to go over them very, very quickly. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, a lot of detail on these, but they are named according to their shape. And for example, the astrocytes, the anaxonic neurons are going to not have a specific type of an axon, one particular dominant axon or extension. These are very common types of neurons to be found in the central nervous system, where they're communicating between different neurons. Another type would be the bipolar neurons, and they appear to have two different axons, although one of the axons is actually just an extension that goes to some dendrites. And these are fairly rare in the body. They're very small neurons, and they're found in the special senses, like the eyes and the ears, for example. So they're usually involved in sensory processing, and especially in the special senses, so things like the eyes and the ears. So they're involved with vision and with hearing. The unipolar are going to be similar in appearance to the bipolar, except that the cell body is sort of held off to the side between that long axon and that long axon that goes to the dendrites. And the unipolars are also sensory neurons, but they're usually more involved in the peripheral nervous system. So they're going to be bringing sensory information from your arms, legs, etc. So those are the unipolars. And then the multipolars are kind of what we think of as the classical, that's what a neuron looks like sort of thing, with one particular axon coming off of those. And those tend to be, these are very common in the central nervous system, and their function is generally to control motor function.